You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we already know, on this past Friday, Earl Simmons, we know him as DMX, passed away. X was 50 years old on April 2nd. He was admitted to a hospital in White Plains, New York, after suffering a drug-induced heart attack at his home in White Plains. On Friday, April 9th, DMX passed away after being on life support, and his family was by his side. His family released a statement saying Earl was a warrior who fought until the very end. He loved his family with all of his heart, and we cherish the times we spent with him. Earl's music inspired countless fans around the world, and his iconic legacy will live on forever. DMX's hometown, Yonkers, New York, is committed to making sure that X's memory lives on. Mayor Spagno said, the city is considering naming a street after him and also creating a statue of his image. The family has also confirmed there will be a private and public memorial. And of course, our deepest condolences are going out to the Simmons family.
He was a bad dude.
He was a bad hip-hop legend.
I think that Swiss Beats Instagram post talking about DMX was the best.
Mm-hmm. Because it was so touching.
Yeah, they were really, really close.
Yes, they
were. You know,
they were like brothers, man. Mm-hmm.
And yes,
Swiss did a lot of music with DMX. And I had talked with him about it before the verses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was just heartbroken. And he was hoping, everybody was hoping for the best, but it wasn't meant to be. And, he was just greatness, man, and the tributes that's going on about this young brother, man, all around the nation, man, it's like really heartwarming, man.
Yeah, the dude his music crossed over so well, man.
Oh my
God, a lot of rappers never get that opportunity to do, man. And DMX, he did that, man. He did that.
DMX was a movement. I mean, in the '90s when he hit the scene, he was nobody was like him. He was aggressive. Yeah. He was street. Yeah. He was grimy. And so Rough how Riders. He approached his storytelling, what he was doing and rapping, we had never heard that before. And people just loved him. The motorcycles, you know, Rough Riders and Rough all that. Riders. So
I saw a concert called a sea of white people. A sea of
yeah,
white
that's
people.
The one I'm talking about. It's a sea of white people.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, filling them.
And not just throwing up their exes. Around the world. Yeah, around the world.
And he wrote all of his songs. He wrote all of his songs. He wrote them himself.
Bad boy. So. Very talented. Mm-hmm. Very talented.
And he will
so
be missed.
Sad. Yeah. So sad for his
definitely going to be
family.
Yeah. His 15
Y'all gonna make
children.
Y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here. Mm-hmm. Up in here.
I mean, y'all who ain't said go that? All off.
Yeah, who ain't said that?
Steve. Yeah. Right, Steve. Who ain't said that?
Y'all and he put it to music, and it's like, damn, everybody has been saying that. Right, you're right.
Dog, I don't know nobody household where you ain't heard that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Now keep on.
Yeah. Up in here.
And it wasn't a party record either when we said it. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Yeah. You can put it to music if you want to.
Yeah. But when Mama said it, you took your ass somewhere and sat down. That's what you did.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man, yeah, he will definitely be missed. I mean, seriously. All right. We're gonna move on. Time now, Steve, for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good morning. The governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, says he's directing state police to investigate the encounter that has caused an Afro-Latino Army medical officer to sue two white police officers in the town of Windsor. Army Second Lieutenant Caron Nazario can be seen on video in uniform last December asking cops why he was pulled over, hanging both his hands out of the window and saying he hadn't committed a crime. And he was frankly afraid to exit the car because they both had their guns drawn.
Why are your weapons drawn? What's going on?
See, the cop claimed that Lieutenant Lazario was driving a new car with no license plate, and one of them pepper sprayed him. But the officer's body cam shows that his temporary dealer plate was clearly in the rear mirror. Okay. Anyway, the cop who pepper sprayed him has already been fired. Today marks the start of a third week of the Derek Chauvin George Floyd murder trial. On Friday, a medical examiner who pronounced Mr. Floyd's death a homicide took the stand, but also another forensic pathologist, Lindsay Thomas, who said she agreed with all the other diagnoses that Mr. Floyd died of suffocation as a result of actions by the police and not heart failure.
This death does not fit what has been described in someone who dies of a cardiac arrhythmia from arteriosclerotic heart disease, and likewise, hypertensive heart disease.
Of course, the defense gets to present its case, and Derek Chauvin's lawyers have already signaled they intend to focus on George Floyd's drug use, his heart condition, anything else they can drum up to put doubt in the minds of the jurors. Former Republican House Speaker John Boehner says in his upcoming new book on the House of Washington memoir, that's the name of the book, that Donald Trump incited the Capitol Hill riot on January 6th for his own selfish reasons, perpetuated, shall we say, the sugar honey iced tea, and he didn't use that, he said the word, that he's been shoveling since he lost a fair election. Boehner says Trump's election claims were false and that those claims led to the GOP losing control of the Congress. Meanwhile, and nevertheless, Donald Trump demonstrated his continued hold on the GOP. He held a big confab at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend and called his Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell a dumb SOB. And he didn't use the letters, okay? He said he was disappointed with former Vice President Pence for not supporting stopping the Electoral College vote. Trump also claimed that the GOP will win back the White House in 2024. Finally, funeral services are being held for Britain's Prince Philip this Saturday. Prince Harry's already over there. Meghan is pregnant. Her doctor told her not to go. While here at home, the family of a musical kind of Prince, DMX, planned for both a private and public memorial. The mayor of Yonkers says he'd like to see something on the Yonkers Raceway. And the head of the Nepperhan Community Center in Yonkers, Dr. Jim Bostic, says DMX never forgot the youngsters in the community.
He contributed to our sports programs, our summer basketball programs.
And he also held a Thanksgiving dinner every single year for all the kids. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.